It's almost midnight. I'm in my kitchen in Cork. And before going to bed, I want to read a small passage from Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman for A.J. Lehan. This is section 14 of the beginning of Leaves of Grass. The wild gander leads his flock through the cool night. Yah, honk, he says, and sounds it down to me like an invitation. The pert may suppose it meaningless, but I listen closer. I find its purpose and place up there towards the November sky. The sharp hoofed moose of the north, the cat on the house sill, the chickadee, the prairie dog, the litter of the grunting sow as they tug at her teats, the brood of the turkey hen, and she with her half-spread wings. I see in them and myself same law. The press of my foot to the earth springs 100 affections. They scorn the best I can do to relate them. I am enamored of growing outdoors, of men that live among cattle or taste of the ocean or woods, of the builders and steerers of ships, of the wielders of axes and mauls, of the drivers of horses. I can eat and sleep with them week in and week out. What is commonest and cheapest and nearest and easiest is me. Me going in for my chances, spending for vast returns, adorning myself to bestow myself on the first that will take me, not asking the sky to come down to my good will, scattering it freely forever. And there you are, I suppose if I had only one poet to take with me to a desert island or take with me on round the world in 1,080 days, for me it would be Walt Whitman. He confronts the issues in a sturdy way. And it does conjure America for me in a big way, and it conjures the late 19th century for me as well. And it gets my imagination juices, my imaginative juices running. The wild gander leads his flock through the cool night. I mean, A.J. Lehan is a wild gander, isn't he? The great misfit. There we are, A.J. There's lots more good stuff to come from Walt Whitman. I'm going to do the whole of Leaves of Grass with you. Bye.